the first half of the hour-long program, which is set in New York City, focuses on the police as they investigate a crime, often inspired by real-life news stories. While the second part of the show centers on the prosecution of those accused of that crime. Each episode opens with a narrator stating, quote, "In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, the police, who investigate crime, and the district attorneys, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories," unquote. 1996, one of those crimes took place, and that was Tupac Shakur. He died on this day after gunshot wounds suffered in a Las Vegas drive-by shooting. In 1980, in music, country music artist Willie Nelson and his band perform at the White House with President Jimmy Carter in attendance. Later that night, unbeknownst to the president, Nelson allegedly retired to the White House roof to smoke a marijuana cigarette. Wonder how he got past all the Social Security, the Secret Service. And on this day in 1936, 17-year-old Cleveland Indians pitcher, Ace Rapid Bob Feller, strikes out 17 batters in a game, setting a new American record. Feller allowed just two hits in the game to help his team to a 5-2 victory over the Philadelphia A's. So a 17-year-old strikes out 17 batters. There are plenty of older pitchers, more mature pitchers that try and achieve that, not even close. That is Today in History from History.com, and it is September 13, 2016. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Too soon, I don't know how to live without my head on his throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet to think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't smoke easy, you won't smoke, but I know and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run free yourself up as fast as you.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now.
Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever seen two turtle doves?
That's the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme, Lullaby of Birdland.
Magic music we'll make with our lips when we kiss.
All right, we got things to talk about here. Let's find out what's going on in Huntington County News.
He really knows how to cry.
First one, a little bit, I guess, disturbing, upsetting, and that is that it's just that reminder that things don't necessarily go the way you intend them to go. Woman, 20, who died in landfill fall, had traveled the world. Craig Turpin reported on the 12th that in Alexandria Township, Rachel Elizabeth Curry, 20, who died after falling off a catwalk near a smokestack at the Curtis Specialty Paper Superfund site, had traveled much of the world, according to her obituary. Rachel was known for her radiant smile, kindness, generous spirit, and passion for adventure and travel, it is stated in the obituary. In her short life, she has traveled through 27 states, trekked through Southeast Asia, Israel, Peru, Bolivia, Canada, Mexico, and France, and was an exchange student in Germany. Curry was on the property with friends when she fell at approximately midnight on Friday. Few details about the accident have been released, according to the Superfund site's profile page. There is security surveillance, lighting, and fencing to discourage trespassers. So, born in Raritan Township in 1995, she was a lifelong resident of Holland Township. She graduated from Delaware Valley Regional High School in 2013 and was attending the Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington, according to the obituary. She had previously attended Raritan Valley Community College in Branchburg and worked at Finnegal's Restaurant in Clinton. Rachel loved the outdoors and was passionate about the environment, the obituary continued. She made a mark on hundreds of cousins and friends. Services, including a visitation from 4 to 6 on Wednesday at the Johnson Walton Funeral Home, 24 Church Road, Holland Township, followed by words of remembrance at 6 to 7. Memorial contributions may be made to the Commons at Fertile Ground, 120 State Avenue, NE, PMB number 1420, Olympia, Washington, 98501. Curry is survived by her parents, Thomas Curry and Dr. Deborah Wall Curry of Holland Township, a brother, Brett Curry of Holland Township, a sister, Candace Redwine of Tennessee. She is also survived by her maternal grandparents, Herbert and Mickey Wall of Middle Island, New York, and many aunts, uncles, and cousins. She was predeceased by her paternal grandparents, Werner and Bertie Curry, and her stepsister, Jennifer Rethel. Well, folks, you know, you just don't know, right? I'm sure everybody was intending to do no harm. I'm sure there was no real desire to have somebody get hurt on a particular day. But the signs, the fences, the deterrents are all there, and they're telling you to stay out of it. At the same time, you or anybody else, especially at that age, I can't speak for Rachel specifically, but there's a tendency for young adults to think they're invincible, that things are just not going to go wrong. And yet, wisdom shows up later. Wisdom, unfortunately, comes from something like this, where you learn. Now, what are those friends going to do now? They had to witness all that. a surprise to all of them. It was just supposed to be a nice, fun, uncaring evening. They were all going to have a little mischief. And now every one of them is scarred. So you have to think about all these things, because you don't necessarily know what will happen next. And so you have to look at the odds, look at the risks, and decide whether it really is, in fact, just worth it. All right, moving on from there, a little bit of a wake-up call, but let's see what else we have. We have another issue here. Once again, an unusual turn of cultural events. Jim Deegan of Lehigh Valley Live writes on the 12th that cops to witnesses of a Pennsylvania cycle crash tell us not Facebook. 53-year-old Lehighton, Pennsylvania man, was identified as the motorcyclist who died Sunday on Route 61 outside Hamburg in Berks County. Dean D. Steigerwald was operating a motorcycle that collided with a minivan driven by Ursula Pohl, 82, of Flemington, according to Tilden Township Police. It happened about 2:30 p.m. in the northbound lanes of Route 61 in Tilden Township, just south of the on-ramp to eastbound Interstate 78. The area is just south of the Cabela's Superstore in Berks County. Tilden Township Police Chief William McElroy said police are looking for people who may have witnessed the crash. Police said their initial investigation determined that Paul was southbound on Route 61 and made a U-turn over a concrete median to get into the northbound lanes. The motorcycle was headed north, and at some point after the minivan's U-turn, the front of the bike collided with the rear of the minivan, police said. We're not saying that's what caused the crash, he said at the illegal turn. It's possible that at some point after the U-turn, there was some other reason for the motorcycle impacted the minivan. He said he had seen social media postings from people who claimed to have seen what happened. Police want to hear from those people, he said. Quote, we're asking people, instead of just posting on Facebook, to contact us so we can get information, unquote, McElroy said. At this point, we don't know what the exact cause is or who is at fault or anything else. We're trying to determine that. A 52-year-old female passenger on the motorcycle was seriously hurt and was being treated at the Lehigh Valley Hospital at Salisbury Township. McElroy said police have not released her name. Local police are working with the Berks County Crash Reconstruction Unit as part of the investigation, according to the chief. The minivan driver wasn't hurt, McElroy said. It's too early in the investigation to say if a citation or charges will be filed. Asked if the people on the motorcycle wore helmets, he said, quote, we're not releasing that at this time because we're still trying to determine some things on that, unquote. McElroy said the location of the crash near the interstate and the time of day makes it likely that several other motorists witnessed what happened and may be able to provide helpful information for the investigations. We're asking anybody who witnessed it to please call the Tilden Township Police Department. That number is 610-562-9000. Maybe people just make the assumption that Facebook is everybody's following it. Maybe. Then again, there's a lot of people who'd simply say, I don't want to get involved, but I certainly want to promote what I saw because I need to be in the middle of the spotlight for whatever reason. I mean, that's what social media really is, right? It puts you in the spotlight for everybody else, a small group or a large group, to see. And so that's what people are doing here. They're saying, you can't believe what I saw on the interstate. They might even have video of it. For whatever reason. They shouldn't, obviously, but they might. And here the police are simply trying to follow up on an investigation and get it all resolved. And yet people don't think that they need to report it. People don't feel they need to report it. Or people don't want to get involved because they don't want to report it. Or people are oblivious. They think somebody else is going to report it. I don't know. The fact is that the police department needs the information, and there are people who have it, and they're posting on Facebook, and they need to help out by getting in touch with the Tilden County Police. Okay, we're at a point of break. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the news, and then Hunter and Chamber Radio Sports. Hang on, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Maybe you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you lift your head gets me over.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton says she didn't think it was a big deal not to immediately disclose that she was diagnosed with pneumonia last Friday. That's what she tells CNN's Anderson Cooper last night, though a Clinton campaign spokesman had earlier conceded
we could have handled it better, providing more information more quickly.
Clinton telling CNN she will release more of her medical records soon. Republican Donald Trump expected to release results of a recent medical exam he underwent on an edition of the Dr. Oz show on Thursday. Meanwhile, Trump is slamming Clinton for what she said the other night.
Donald Trump is slamming Hillary Clinton for calling his supporters a basket of deplorable.
I call you hardworking American patriots who love your country.
Speaking in North Carolina, the Republican presidential nominee says voters should get leadership that honors, cherishes, and defends them.
That's Joe Gomez, and this is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
You can accept service on behalf of the FBI?
Certainly.
You are hereby served.
That's Chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Republican Jason Chaffetz, addressing the Acting Assistant FBI Director for Congressional Affairs, Jason Haring, at a hearing yesterday on Hillary Clinton's emails.
I've signed this subpoena. We want all the 302s, and we would like the full file.
Chaffetz there issuing the subpoena to the FBI for every document related to his panel's investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server when she was Secretary of State. Meanwhile, a former State Department staffer who worked on that private server will not be testifying when that hearing resumes today. The Washington Post reporting that Brian Pagliano's lawyers say he previously invoked his constitutional right against self-incrimination before another Republican-led panel of Congress. The NCAA now responding to North Carolina's so-called bathroom law, now moving 7 championship events out of the Tar Heel State. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
President Obama is expected to veto a bill that would allow families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia in United States courts.
Our concern is
not limited to the impact it could have on our relationship with one country, but rather it could have an impact on our relationship with every country around the world.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest insisting the bill would open the U.S. up to lawsuits all around the world, saying it exposes the U.S. government, U.S. diplomats, military members, and some American companies to significant risk. Former British Prime Minister David Cameron is now stepping down as a member of Parliament immediately, and Natalie Powell has more.
Britain's ex-Prime Minister said he felt his role in Parliament would be a distraction from the work of the UK government, which is now under his successor, Theresa May. His resignation as MP of Witney will now trigger a by-election. Cameron had campaigned for Britain to stay in the EU, but following the shock Brexit result, he tendered his resignation as Prime Minister. Natalie Powell, London.
And the first week of the NFL season is now in the books, and the league's annual opening week Monday Night Football doubleheader took place last night. Steelers getting things started, pounding the Redskins 38-16. In the nightcap, the 49ers pounded the Rams 28-0. If you like what you hear here, remember to visit westernjournalism.com and also usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for Hunt Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools and our two minor league baseball teams. Lots of scores to get through. Let's go. Boys soccer on the 8th. Voorhees, Delval defeated Voorhees 1-0. 2-1 girls soccer over Voorhees. 2-1 loss to Somerville. In field hockey, 2-0 victory over Warren Hills in girls volleyball. 28-7 loss to North Plainfield in football. 2-0 win over West Plainfield, West Windsor Plainsboro in girls volleyball on the 10th. In field hockey, 3-2 victory over Wallkill Valley. Lawrence defeated Delval 6-1 in girls soccer. 4-0 shutout of Lawrence in boys soccer, and a 2-0 shutout of West Windsor Plainsboro in field hockey. Doing a couple of days because we didn't get to any of this yet, so some of them historical. On the 7th, 5-0 loss to Ridge in girls tennis. This is Hunterdon Central. 5-3 victory over Pingree in field hockey. 4-0 shutout of Ridge by boys soccer team. 99.2 to 97.2 win over Bridgewater Raritan in girls gymnastics. Girls soccer against Ridge, 1-0. Ridge takes it. 2-1 girls volleyball, they defeat Ridge. 4-1 loss to Montgomery in girls tennis on the 9th. 2-0 shutout of Morristown in girls volleyball. 21-10 loss in football to Bridgewater Raritan. 2-0 victory over Cranford in girls soccer on the 10th. Against Warren Hills, 2-1. Warren Hills takes it in field hockey. North Hunterdon, 5-0 shutout of Voorhees in girls tennis. 5-0 loss to Voorhees in field hockey. 3-2 victory loss to Gil St. Bernard's in tennis. Against Montgomery, 2-1 victory, girls soccer. Watchung Hills, 101.7 loss to Watchung Hills in girls gymnastics. North Hunterdon lost to Hillsboro, 2-1 girls volleyball. Boys soccer, 6-1, Montgomery wins. Against Summit, 24-13, Summit takes it. That was on the 9th. 5-0 shutout of Bernards in tennis. 5-0 victory by Ridge in field hockey and a 2-0 win over West Windsor Plainsboro North in boys soccer. South Hunterdon, 29-0 loss to Pennington in football on the 2nd. 3-1 loss to Belvedere in field hockey. 1-0 loss North Plainfield in soccer. 4-1 girls soccer gets it back against North Plainfield. Against Roselle Park, the football team lost 33-0, and a 2-0 loss to Princeton Day in field hockey. And finally, Voorhees, 5-0 loss to North Hunterdon in tennis. 1-0 win over Del Valle in soccer. 2-1 win over Del Valle in girls soccer. 5-0 shutout of North Hunterdon in field hockey. 5-0 shutout of Franklin in girls tennis. 2-1 Montgomery wins in volleyball. 21-13 Governor Livingston wins. I don't think we won a football game in the whole between all the five schools yet. 4-1 victory over Warren Hills in tennis. 3-0 loss to West Essex in field hockey on the 10th. And yesterday, 5-0 loss to Gil St. Bernard's in girls tennis. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. Field hockey today. Princeton Day is at South Hunterdon at 4. West Windsor, Plainsboro South at Del Valle. Tennis, Voorhees will be at Gil St. Bernard's at 3:45. And Summit travels to Central at 3:45. Excuse me, that was for yesterday. For today, the cross country has been changed to a different time. There it is. 3:45, Warren Hills is hosting Bridgewater Raritan, Del Valle Regional and Immaculata, and Somerville for cross country. Somerville is hosting Bridgewater Raritan, Del Valle Immaculata, and Warren Hills for boys varsity cross country meet. And girls. Field hockey at 3:45. Voorhees at Phillipsburg. Ridge is at Central at 4. Mount St. Mary Academy is at Del Valle at 4. At 4:15, South Hunterdon Regional travels to Bernards. Central hosts Ridge. South Hunterdon hosts Voorhees for boys soccer at 3:45. Warren Hills will be at Del Valle. Voorhees will be at South Hunterdon. Del Valle will host Warren Hills. And at 5:30, Hillsborough will host Hunterdon Central at for boys soccer. 6 p.m. under the lights, North Hunterdon will have Franklin come to visit. Girls soccer at North Hunterdon is at Franklin. Voorhees is at Mount St. Mary at 3:45. South Amboy hosts South Hunterdon for girls soccer. Mount St. Mary will have Voorhees come to visit at 4. Del Valle travels to Warren Hills at 5:30 for girls soccer. Central will host Hillsborough at 7. Tennis takes place today. Hillsborough will have Central come. Girls volleyball at 5:15. Mount St. Mary Academy hosts Delaware Valley. North Hunterdon will host Hunterdon Central. Rutgers Prep travels to Voorhees for volleyball at 5:30 today. And Del Valle travels to Mount St. Mary. For tomorrow, cross-country meet at Belvedere. Bound Brook, Manville, North Plainfield, Rutgers Prep, and South Hunterdon will be there all at 4. Hillsborough will host Hunterdon Central Regional in Montgomery at Nattara Park.